Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend. Every year is getting shorter.
Recognized Pink Floyd. Already 24 after the hour.
Oh.
Wow. Pink Floyd, the early years, being released as a 27-disc box set. 20, you heard me correctly. 27 discs. This is a massive retrospective that will cover this band's formation, growth into one of the most influential rock acts. Isn't it interesting? Last hour we talked about the Beatles in that documentary, how much of this stuff, the Pink Floyd years were sort of existentially when the Beatles were at the height of their popularity, but then it extends into the 70s. There's a lot of unreleased demos in this 27-disc box set, TV appearances, 20 unreleased songs. This will all be out. Gee, what a coincidence. Just in time for Christmas. Wow. Do you think this would be a good Christmas present for Pink Floyd?
A lot of dads. Yeah. I feel like a lot of dads are going to have this on their list.
Yes, right. Yeah, a lot of dads and even grandpas that are my age. Seven individual book-style packages. This set of 27 will bundle more than 15 hours of video, some rare BBC sessions that'll appear, live concert performances that'll appear, interviews, three feature films. So if you're a Pink Floyder, this is right out of your wheelhouse. This is going to be something that will do well. I think this will be a very popular item for music lovers for this Christmas. So if I can hardly wait until November. I'll bet there'll be some bootleg copies of this floating around fairly soon. But the official release, November 11th, for Pink Floyd, the early years, 27 discs. Wow. It really is. There's an undertaking. And there's a lot of good stuff there. All right, speaking of good stuff, Idina Menzel, to sort of have a contrast in the musical conversation here in this hour, is going to go to Lifetime. A lot of people love this woman's music. I never even knew who she was until Meredith told me who she was. I never heard of her before.
That's not surprising. If you didn't watch Glee, which I know you didn't, if you're not a Broadway fan, you probably never would have known
who
she was.
Which I know you're not. Yes, thank you very much. I'm through with play. Star of Frozen. Star of Rent.
I can't picture you seeing Wicked. Let's put it that way.
No, I'm not big on
that.
Yeah. she's going to take on Bette Midler's role in a TV movie, which will remake the movie Beaches that was so popular in the late 80s. She's an aspiring singer trying to make it in L.A. This is basically the theme. She is discovered by a director who gives her her first shot. Yes, this is the song. This is what everybody remembers from that show. Crank this up, Carolyn.
It might have appeared to go.
Is this Idina singing this, or is this Bette Midler singing
this? This is Bette Midler, but Idina's going to be covering this in the movie.
Yeah.
And The Glory of Love was another big song from Beaches, so she'll be doing that as well.
Barbara Hershey was in the movie. Who plays that role in the TV show?
Hasn't been cast yet. Hasn't been announced. Yeah.
So the music includes Wind Beneath My Wings, Glory of Love, new takes on a couple of other songs as well that Idina Menzel will record specifically for the Lifetime movie. Kind of interesting they're doing this on Lifetime. And I don't know why.
Laughing for a second here because this is the wrong Glory of Love. This is from Karate Kid.
Whatever. It's called Glory of Love. It's the same thing.
That's the story of. That's the Glory
of
Love.
That's the one we've got in our library.
Yeah, Doug's singing the correct song, and this is the wrong
story
song.
That's the Glory of Love.
Nobody has to know.
All right, anyway, Idina Menzel. In the focus at 28 past the hour.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn. You've heard that laughter is the best medicine for your health, but did you know it can help your brain too?
In his book, Emotional Intelligence, psychologist Daniel Goleman says laughter enables you to be more open-minded, increases memory capacity, and improves focus and attentiveness.
It's because laughter relieves stress and depression, which are common causes of brain fog and memory loss. And listening to jokes activates areas of the brain vital to learning and creativity.
In addition, a study from the Harvard School of Public Health found that people with the most active social lives had the slowest rate of memory decline.
So watch a funny movie, take in a sitcom, or socialize with fun friends. You'll give your brain a boost, which leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This bus rambled from Notre Dame to the Rams before getting a long-haul trip in Pittsburgh. He retired fifth all-time in yards and 10th in touchdowns, making this Pro Bowler a shoe-in for Canton.
The give to the right, and the bus waits. The bus drives, and the bus gets to the goal line. Touchdown, Pittsburgh!
So, where is Jerome Bettis now? Today, the bus has his own TV sports show in Pittsburgh. He's also part owner of three minor league baseball teams, founded the Bus 36 charity, wrote a book, and even bowled a 300 game. And if that wasn't enough, he opened Jerome Bettis' Grill 36 in Pittsburgh. You haven't lived till you've tried the cheeseburger soup. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.